Darkly Dreaming Dexter, Disc 6.
I trundled off down the stairs to find Deborah. Outside, Rick Sangre already had a camera rolling. Captain Matthews stood in the wash of lights with microphones thrusting at his chin, giving his official statement. Always the policy of this department to leave the investigating officer autonomy on a case until such time as it becomes evident that a series of major errors in judgment call the officer's competence into question. That time has not yet arrived, but I am monitoring this situation closely. With so much at stake for the community... I spotted Deborah and moved past them. She stood at the barrier of yellow tape, dressed in her blue patrol uniform. Nice suit, I told her. I like it, she said. You saw? I saw, I told her. I also saw Captain Matthews discussing the case with Detective LaGuerta. Deborah sucked in her breath. What did they say? I patted her arm. I think I once heard Dad use a very colorful expression that would cover it. He was reaming her a new asshole. Do you know that one? She looked startled, then pleased. That's great. Now I really need your help, Dex. As opposed to what I've been doing, of course. I don't know what you think you've been doing, but it isn't enough. So unfair, Deb, and so very unkind. After all, you were actually at a crime site and wearing your uniform, too. Would you prefer the sex suit? She shuddered. That's not the point. You've been holding back something about this all along, and I want it now. For a moment, I had nothing to say. Always an uncomfortable feeling. I'd had no idea she was this perceptive. Why, Deborah, listen, you think I don't know how this political stuff works? And maybe I'm not as smart about it as you are, but I know they're all going to be busy covering their own asses for a while, which means nobody is going to be doing any real police work. Which means you see a chance to do some of your own. Bravo, Debs. And it also means I need your help like never before. She put a hand out and squeezed mine. Please, Dexie. I don't know what shocked me more, her insight, her hand squeezing, or her use of the nickname Dexie. I hadn't heard her say that since I was 10 years old. Whether she intended it or not, when she called me Dexie, she put us both firmly back in Harry Land, a place where family mattered and obligations were as real as headless hookers. What could I say? Of course, Deborah, I said. Dexie, indeed. It was almost enough to make me feel emotion. Good, she said. And she was all business again. A wonderfully quick change that I had to admire. What's the one thing that really sticks out right now? She asked with a nod toward the second floor. The body parts, I said. As far as you know, is anybody looking for them? Deborah gave me one of her new worldly cop looks, the sour one. As far as I know, there are more officers assigned to keeping the TV cameras out than doing any actual work on this thing. Good, I said. If we can find the body parts, we might get a small jump on things. Okay. Where do we look?